This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Last Friday, President Barack Obama announced that he has asked Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lisa Jackson to withdraw the reconsidered National Ambient Air Quality Standard, ozone standard. The NAAQS was last reviewed and revised in 2008. The president cited the importance of reducing regulatory burdens and regulatory uncertainty, particularly as our economy continues to recover, as one of the reasons for his decision to withdraw the rule. He also stated that it made little sense to ask states to implement a new standard that will soon be reconsidered. Work is underway to review the ozone NAAQS by 2013 as part of the normal five-year review required by the Clean Air Act. Farm Bureau opposed the reconsideration of the 2008 ozone standard outside the normal five-year NAAQS review cycle. EPA has estimated the cost of complying with the new standards at up to $90 billion per year, making it one of the costliest regulations in history. Compliance costs for utilities, refiners, and manufacturers would have been passed down to farmers and ranchers. According to a new federal report, cities in Ohio contribute to toxic algae polluting Lake Erie as much as farms do. A recent U.S. Geological Survey study points to sewage plants in lakeside cities such as Detroit and Toledo as major contributors of phosphorus. Scientists in Ohio previously blamed farm runoff for as much as 60% of phosphorus in Lake Erie. Dale Robertson, a research hydrologist with the Geological Survey, stands by the finding that 42.1% of phosphorus comes from sewage and 43.6% is from farms. Farm Family and American National are bringing Rural America's Bounty to consumers' tables one farm stand at a time through a new free iPhone app now available from the App Store. Through this easy-to-use app for the iPhone or iPod Touch, consumers can locate farmers' markets, local festivals, locally made products, family-friendly farms, local wineries, breweries, eateries, and agritourism venues in their town or wherever the road takes them. The venues may be categorized several different ways, and users can map out directions directly from the app wherever they may be located. Harvest-to-Hand app users can also add venues to their favorites and share finds with friends and families and family a number of ways. Farmers and ranchers across the country in areas that have been hard hit by recent weather disasters, including Hurricane Irene, are benefiting from Helping Hands. In Louisiana, rice farmers are baling rice straw for hay and hauling it to Texas for ranchers, where it will be used as cattle feed in the drought-stricken Lone Star State. In Vermont, agriculture students at Vermont Technical College came to the aid of Larry and Penny Severance, who managed Pearly Farm, a dairy that lost cattle and bales of hay to flooding after Hurricane Irene. The students shoveled mud out of barns and grain storage bins by hand to help the couple clean up the farmstead. Wildfires are raging across central Texas, compounding drought that has caused an estimated $5.2 billion in agricultural losses. In the past 7 days, the Texas Forest Service has responded to 181 fires threatening 118,413 acres of property, including agricultural land and residential homes. Since Sunday, the agency estimates that 700 homes have been destroyed by the Texas wildfires. Out of 254 counties in Texas, 251 are currently enforcing burn bans. Predictions of an imminent collapse of the U.S. Postal Service are not exaggerated, according to the General Accountability Office. The Postal Service's business model is broken, according to the GAO. Declining mail volumes continue, the gap between revenues and expenses is growing, and postal services cannot be continued at current levels unless dramatic changes are made, Philip Herr, GAO's Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues, testified Tuesday to the Senate's Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. By the end of this fiscal year, in less than 1 month, USPS projects that it will incur a $9 billion loss, reach its $15 billion borrowing limit, and not make its $5.5 billion retiree health benefits payment. In July, Postmaster General Patrick Donahue released a list of 3,652 potential U.S. Postal Office closures in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. The Postal Regulatory Commission is holding public hearings to analyze the proposal and supporting evidence. The American Farm Bureau Federation is reviewing the regulations and proposed closures. A new report published by the Federal Trade Commission on gasoline and the petroleum industry outlines fuel price trends. The study explores why fuel prices typically go up quickly, but declines, if they happen, are slow. One conclusion of the report is that worldwide crude oil prices are the key driver behind retail gas price swings, while global demand is the major force behind crude prices. Other topics covered in the report include how retail prices respond to changes in wholesale gas and crude prices, U.S. refining capacity, profit margins, speculators, and policies of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. Taking extra care to keep treated seed out of harvested crops to avoid contaminating animal feed or grain is important to remember during the busy harvest season. Seeds protected with insecticides or fungicides must be handled carefully to prevent contamination of products that may be used for animal feed or human food. Treated seed found in harvested grain can be a costly mistake for farmers. The presence of even a few grains of treated seed contaminates an entire truckload or storage bin, with the farmer usually bearing the cost. Prior to harvest, farmers are encouraged to take every precaution possible to prevent cross-contamination of harvested grain with seed treated with insecticides or fungicides. It's critical to check gravity boxes, truck beds, wagons, and equipment that will be used to haul harvested grain, animal feed, or forage, especially if that piece of equipment was used to carry treated seed in the spring. The Senate Appropriations Committee approved an agriculture spending bill for fiscal 2012 on Wednesday that includes $266 million for U.S. agricultural disaster relief. The bill now goes to the full Senate. The measure includes $19.78 billion in overall spending, $2.69 billion more than a House-passed version, and the Senate bill includes cuts in most programs from the previous fiscal year. The Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service released its Household Food Security in the United States report on Wednesday that shows 49 million Americans struggle to put food on their tables. This represents 1 in 6 Americans and is an all-time high. The report indicates that 59% of all food insecure households participated in one or more of the 3 largest nutrition assistance programs near the time of the survey. Make Half Your Plate Fruits and Vegetables is the first themed message supporting USDA's new My Plate food symbol. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement on Wednesday. USDA's Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion has called on its 44 national strategic partners and more than 3,500 community partners to amplify this message nationwide. Antique or heirloom apples are making a comeback thanks to the interest in local foods. Such varieties as Sheep Nose, American Mother, Lady Sweet, and Nickajack can now be found at a number of farmers' markets and farm stands. Gary Paul Napon, a chair in sustainable food systems at the University of Arizona, who also owns a 5-acre apple orchard, told the Associated Press that the interest in heirloom apples has seen enormous growth this year. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.